USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address a crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hire 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's the message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Folks in the Midwest and Central Plains are getting ready for severe thunderstorms over the weekend. Powerful storms will bring heavy rain, wind, and hail, and the possibility of tornadoes from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A possible compromise on a disaster relief bill? USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood ravaged states without some action.
Tiger Woods and his girlfriend are being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. Now lawyers for the family say that the video alleging evidence from the restaurant was destroyed following his fatal crash.
They knew about the crash that night, and shortly thereafter that video evidence was then destroyed and deleted off of the servers that they had there at the Woods.
That's attorney Spencer Coovin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 50 million Americans have had allergies at some point in their lives, and symptoms can change as you grow older. Now, right now, almost one-third of the country is dealing with medium to high levels of pollen. Dr. Tara Naula joined CBS this morning and says some of the things you can watch for if your symptoms have changed with allergies throughout the years.
Well, we're learning that there is an interaction between age and allergies. And so while you can develop allergies at any age, there are really two kind of peaks. The first being in early childhood, so kind of elementary school years, and then the second in early adulthood. But once you get over 60, and I don't know if you're over 60, John, but
knocking on the door.
Your immune system starts to decline, and so you're less likely to develop allergies, more likely to get infections. So there are other things that can change during, you know, age that can affect allergies, things like hormones. So, for instance, younger boys tend to have more allergies as they hit puberty. They kind of outgrow them, whereas girls seem to develop more allergies in adolescence.
What's the connection between allergies and hormones?
We're not sure, but we do think that estrogen has some role in kind of the histamine interaction, and histamine, we know, is what is part of the allergic reaction cycle. In addition, environment can change. So you can move from one area to another. That can trigger allergies. And some people say, how did I get allergies in my adulthood? I never had them as a kid. Well, maybe you had them as a kid and you didn't know, or they weren't diagnosed. The best way to really tell is to get to an allergist and have either a skin test or a blood test to really definitively tell you if you have allergies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.